DW.
Internet shutdowns aimed at stopping anti-government protests have become almost a daily occurrence in India. Most recently, during the farmers' protests against controversial agricultural reforms that shook the capital New Delhi in January. Authorities in India have sought to block access to the internet and certain social media accounts more often than just about any other democratic country in the world. According to a transparency report by social media company Twitter, there were 2,772 requests to block individual user accounts in the first half of last year. In comparison, there were just 45 such requests in Germany during the same period. Now, India's Supreme Court has ordered the Indian government and Twitter to implement a mechanism to stop fake news and posts inciting hatred and violence from appearing on the platform. The case was filed by a senior politician from the ruling Hindu nationalist BJP, who alleged that incendiary hate messages against the government had led to an escalation of violence during the farmers' protests. On January 26th, India's Republic Day, tens of thousands of farmers stormed the Red Fort in Delhi's city centre. Riding tractors, they managed to break through roadblocks. The government responded swiftly, demanding that Twitter block more than 1,000 users who had allegedly tarnished the government's reputation and fuelled the unrest. At the same time, they drew parallels with the recent storming of the US Capitol by riotous supporters of former President Donald Trump. Here's Information Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad speaking in Parliament in New Delhi.
हम सोशल मीडिया का बहुत सम्मान करते हैं. सोशल मीडिया ने आम लोगों को एम्पावर किया.
We have great respect for social media. We also have respect for public debate and freedom of speech. Under our constitution, you can criticize anyone, including the Prime Minister and government. But if social media is used to incite violence and vandalism and spread fake news, we, as the government, will intervene.
Twitter suspended some of the user accounts on the government's blacklist, but not all of them. Some of the suspensions were also lifted after a public outcry. Twitter said in a statement it would not block the accounts of journalists, media companies and politicians in order to protect freedom of expression. The Indian government said it was calling for the Twitter accounts to be blocked under Article 69A of the Information Act, which is meant to be applied when there's a threat to the security, sovereignty and integrity of the country. Here's Information Minister Prasad again.
In the fight against fake news, I would like to make this appeal to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn or WhatsApp. We respect that you have millions of followers here and make a lot of money from that. But you must also respect Indian laws and the Constitution.
Twitter's refusal to comply with the Indian government's demands could have a boomerang effect. With more than 700 million internet users, India is an important market for all globally operating internet companies. Facebook and WhatsApp have also faced restrictions from the Indian government in the past. Apar Gupta, executive director of the Internet Freedom Foundation in New Delhi, told broadcaster NDTV that Twitter and its employees now risk prosecution, including possible prison sentences of up to 7 years.
These are account suspensions rather than individual tweets. There's a degree of irrationality and factual inaccuracy. So does Twitter have the legal basis of resisting this demand? Initially, which was made on 31st and 1st with respect to 250 accounts, I would say yes.
The government has repeatedly shut down the internet at farmers' protest camps on the outskirts of New Delhi, preventing the activists from communicating with each other. But this has also affected local residents, including students, whose classes have moved online because of the coronavirus pandemic. Internet was only switched back on in the area at the end of January. Here's Manohar Lal Khattar, the Chief Minister of Haryana, the state bordering New Delhi.
We've provided unrestricted online classes for students during the coronavirus pandemic, but it was the right decision to block the internet after these incidents on January 26th. Now that the situation is back to normal, the internet access can be restored.
India is now said to have more internet shutdowns than any other democratic country in the world. The UK-based research group Top 10 VPN recently warned that the practice of blocking the internet, something that has long been common in dictatorships and conflict regions including Uganda, Myanmar, Belarus and others, is now being seen more and more often in democratic states. In the disputed region of Kashmir, in North India, mobile internet was only switched on again at the beginning of February, after an 18-month blackout. Foreign journalists have long been barred from travelling to the area. These Kashmiri students told reporters from the Indian news agency ANI they were relieved to be online again.
I'm a student and couldn't join the online lessons because I couldn't stream the video lectures. I'm glad it's possible again now.
The internet was blocked for such a long time. That's why we're very happy that the government has restored it. Now we can live a normal life again.
Internet shutdowns seem to have become the Indian government's favourite tool to silence critical voices. Another one is blocking social media accounts. But free speech activists and opposition politicians complain the government's actions are often one-sided. For example, that incendiary calls for violence from within the ranks of the ruling BJP, such as during Muslim protests against the citizenship law last year, remain unpunished. DW.